Supreme by Sarah Pearl was created through my journey of learning and becoming my truest, most authentic self. The journey touched every area of my life, health, spiritual, and mental. What I learned about myself is that I am a powerful being. I can create my own reality and shape my destiny. It is true for me, and it is also true for others. We all have the capacity to be and do whatever we are called to do. But in order for that to happen, we have to operate in our true essence, in our God selves. And so often, life beats us up to the point of doubting our abilities. I am here to remind you of the truth. We are capable of breaking generational curses and changing our family legacies. We can achieve the unthinkable because we are supreme. Follow me so we can go on this journey together. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Supreme by Sarah Pearl podcast. I am your host, Sarah Pearl, and we are in the third episode of the Wounded series. Guys, this has been my pleasure doing with you guys. I love this topic mainly because it's something that I had to deal with a lot. I had to ask myself the same questions I'm asking you. And my hope is that you're going through these series, you're going through each episode and doing the things that I suggest, and you're reaching different levels of understanding and awareness with each step you take. So that's my hope for you guys. If you haven't already listened to the first two episodes, please stop this episode right now and go back to the first and second episode and do those and listen to it and do those exercises that I recommend to you. The exercises are mainly journal entries. That's really all it is. I ask you questions in each episode that I suggest that you journal about. So today though, and also just a quick recap, if you haven't been tuning in with us, the Wounded series is mainly about us exploring potential wounded areas in your life, not only addressing them, but also working through them. Okay. Journaling is a key process there. And so what we're going to talk about today, really not really a topic, but I'm just going to address it. Now isn't the time to run. So last week I asked you the important question, are you wounded? Right. And so I had you answer certain questions that may have brought up some old feelings. You had to relive certain experiences. And I know that's not the easiest thing. I know that's not easy from my own experience. But I want to remind you, now is not the time to run. So with those old feelings being resurrected and some experience or emotions that haven't been dealt with in a while, I know it can be scary and I know it can be uncomfortable. And you may even think that you're better off not dealing with it. But here's the thing, guys. And this is so important because I feel like we all fall into this at some point to distract ourselves. But like, you may not think that it's worth going through it right now, like digging that old crud up. But I assure you, whatever coping mechanism you have created, whatever distraction that you partake in, whether that's binge watching Netflix, or that's, I think I mentioned in the last episode, oversleeping, whatever it may be to get your mind off of it, is only temporary. The effects of that distraction is only temporary. It's basically pain medication. Pain medication, if you guys go back to my, I think the last episode, actually, I talked a little bit about how as a kid, I broke my arm and they gave me some pain medication while I waited for the doctor to see me. The pain medication had my arm feeling numb and I didn't feel the pain anymore. But that didn't mean that because the pain was gone, that my arm wasn't broken anymore. The pain medication would eventually wear off. Okay. And the reality of my wound, the reality of my broken arm will be right there waiting for me. And guess what? The same is true for your mental and spiritual wounds. You can have coping mechanisms and all those things, but that will soon wear off. There will be a time where those no longer are effective. And guess what? Those wounds will be there to meet you at the other end. Okay. That's guaranteed. All right. If I would have went home after taking that pain medication from my broken arm, that pain medication would have wore off later on that night. And I would have been in excruciating pain and wishing that I would have dealt with it at the doctor's office, right? So the same thing is true here. Your coping mechanisms are not a permanent fix. The fact is, you have been running from this all of your life. Guys, sis, bro, now is not the time to run. Now is not the time to procrastinate on dealing with it. Now is not the time to talk yourself out of your healing, because you, and I said this on the first episode, you deserve to live a life healed. You deserve that. Okay. So I like to think of this phase as you approaching the resetting the bone phase. Again, you need to go back and listen to my story to know kind of what I'm talking about. But when I broke my arm, I had to get my bone reset, right? So that it can start back healing, so it can heal back correctly, basically. And basically this step of the process is you getting your bone reset. Guys, it's painful, it's uncomfortable, but it is so necessary. It hurts, but the pain that comes with resetting your bone pales in comparison to the discomfort and the pain that you will live in if you don't get it fixed, of you operating out of dysfunction, okay, of dysfunction. Now, at this stage, I also realize fear is a very common roadblock at this point. And it's not necessarily the fear of pain necessarily that stops people. It's the fear of reliving and remembering and re-experiencing the things that caused the wound in the first place. And that's fair. I know how it feels to go back and relive something that is unpleasant, only to be reminded of the emotions and how, like, the weight, the heaviness of the experience. I know how hard that can be. So that is very fair for you to be afraid of that. But you need to realize the brain is just doing its job. In its most primal state, the brain wants to protect you from danger and circumvent you from any pain. That's what the brain does. It helped us when our ancestors were, like, they were living among lions and cheetahs. They were living in the wilderness. But, baby, tell me, is there a wild animal in front of you right now waiting to pounce on you? I don't think so. I hope not. If you are in that situation, you need to leave. But for most of us, there's not a wild animal that's about to attack you. The only thing that we're dealing with here is your mind and your experiences. Listen, you have survived this. You have survived whatever it is that you're running from. You have made a life for yourself and you are safe. Okay? You are safe to feel those emotions. You are safe to say how you really feel about it. You know why I say that? Because you survived it. The past cannot, whoever it was that hurt you, whatever it was that hurt you, you have survived it, okay? And it can no longer hurt you any longer. It can't, okay? So you're safe to feel those feelings. The consequence of facing those things head on, it isn't death like it was for our ancestors who were facing wild animals. It isn't death. The consequence is healing, okay? The consequence of facing your mental and spiritual wounds is healing. Okay, that's what we are here for. So I want you to journal this week about fear, about your fear in particular, the feelings that you are avoiding, the feelings that you are so afraid of. Let's journal about it. Here's a few questions for you to kind of jumpstart your journaling process. One, what are you afraid of? Sis, bro, what is it that you're really afraid of? And why are you afraid of it? Okay. Number two, do you feel that it is time to face this, your wounds head on? Like, do you feel like it's really time to face it? Why or why not? So either way, whatever if it's yes, if it's no, tell yourself why or why not. And number three, have you discovered what your coping mechanisms are? Have you discovered how you've learned to heal with a broken, or how you've learned to live with a broken bone, so to speak, just to continue that analogy throughout this whole thing? Have you discovered what that is? Because when you discover what your coping mechanism is, because it's become a subconscious thing, you do it automatically now. You need to figure out, okay, so when I start remembering this, do I sit on the couch and start watching TV to distract myself? You know, do I go out? Do I go to a party and try to drink the pain away? Or like, it's time for you to become aware of what your coping mechanisms are. So I'm asking you that question. Have you discovered what your coping mechanisms are yet? And if you haven't, that's completely fine. It's just a question that I want you to kind of explore this week. Okay. So that's really all I wanted to leave you guys with this week is don't run from it. Don't run from it, guys. Now is the time to lean in and really figure out what the next steps are from here. Okay. And so I'll be back with you next week to kind of lead you along this journaling journey as well. But feel free to reach out to me. I have a Facebook page, Supreme by Sarah Pearl. You can feel free to message me on that. And then I also have an email, supremebysarahpearl@gmail.com. Feel free to email me about the results of or your thoughts during your journaling process and kind of communicate with me a little bit about what you're experiencing. And you can even reach out to me on my personal social medias. It's Sarah Pearl Thomas on Facebook and on Instagram. So feel free to reach out to me, guys. I am readily accessible to you. And I love you and happy healing. Have a good week.